Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I climb so far, only to backslide. Lord, I may be sliding back, but I will not abandon you.
Oh, Lord, we want to open our hearts to receive your word. We want to change. Help me to preach, Father, today. Help me, Lord, to deliver your message from heaven, that this will not be just a head knowledge, but will build faith, the faith that produces action, Father, backing up our faith. Oh, Lord, we depend on your Holy Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'm excited to share this message to you. I feel that this is one of the best messages that God spoke to me. And I believe that we need to talk about this on a regular basis, maybe every year, every few months, we should talk about this topic. I want to talk to you about having the attitude of a servant, or we should be willing to get involved with one another and to help one another. We should look for opportunities to be a blessing to other people all the time. This teaching is very important. If you listen carefully, it will really change your life. It will change your destiny. It will really help you to receive the victory God in store for you. We should look for ways to do good to other people. When we see the need, we should meet that need. We should think that, how can I serve them? How can I serve the Lord? You know, a lot of time our flesh will say like this, how can I serve them? I have a lot of problems of my own. How can I bless them? I have a lot of problems of my own. I want somebody to bless me. I want somebody to serve me. Somebody to really give to me. My dear brother and sister, if you let your flesh rise up that way and always think about me, about myself, you will miss the blessing of God. And that is the wrong attitude. Amen. You notice one thing Jesus say like this. I come not to be served, but I have come to serve. Listen carefully. This is one of the, he is the greatest leader of all time. Jesus is one of the greatest leader of all time. He's one of the best example for all of us. And he said that, I come not to be served, but I come to serve. Today, I pray that the Lord will really change your heart, your mind, and your soul to become the giver, to become the server, not to become a taker. You know, serving takes humility. In order to serve other people, it takes humility. It takes laying aside your own plan, your own agenda. You're willing to get out of your own way. You're willing to go out of your own way and say, God, I'm going to serve this person. Too many people today don't want to serve, don't want to get involved. Their attitude is that, don't bother me. I have my problem. I will not pick them up, because I have a hard time waking up already in the morning. So I don't want to give to anyone a ride. And that they are bowed down by the selfish and self-centered attitude. And that's why their life are miserable. And that's why they are not happy. They are not fulfilled, because they get their mind on themselves. They don't get their mind off of themselves and look to serve other people. My dear brother and sister, I want to tell you one thing. God created all of us to give and to serve. God created all of us to give our time and our money and our energy to other people. Amen. If you live for yourself, if you just live for your own agenda, you will not have a fulfilled life. Your life will never be fulfilled. It's a formula of misery. If you just think about me, my four, and no more. Just me, 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 me. you're going to live a miserable life. You were created to bless other people. You were created to be a blessing to other people. You were created to make a difference in other people's life. You were created to make other people's life easier. Be a blessing to other people. You know what? You serve God by serving other people. Amen. Let me repeat one more time. You serve the Lord by serving other people. In Mark chapter 9, there is a situation, an event happened here. In Mark chapter 9, verses 33 to 35, then he came to Capernaum. And when he was in the house, he asked them, "What was it you disputed among yourselves on the road?" But they kept silent, for on the road they had disputed among themselves who would be the greatest. And he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all." You know, at that time, Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus, heard the dispute among the disciples. Who's going to have the highest, the top position in his army? Who's going to be the most important in the eyes of people? Who's going to be the greatest? And Jesus overheard that. And Jesus came to them and said, "I want to tell you the key. Listen, here is the key. If you want to be the greatest of all, you need to learn to become servants of all." My dear brother and sister, leaders are servants. Amen. In other words, God tried to tell us that as Christians, we should have an attitude of serving other people. We should have the attitude of taking a time to listen to people who are brokenhearted, who are downcast, who are discouraged. We should have the attitude of going out of our own way to meet the needs of other people who are struggling. Maybe our co-worker at work are struggling with something. Instead of ignoring and say, "Oh, it's not my business. I have my own problem." You say, "I'm gonna go and help that person. I'm gonna give them whatever I can do to help that person." My dear brother and sister, maybe at least you can give a smile to that person. Maybe you can give an encouraging word to those who are in need. Maybe you find somebody on the road who ran out of gas and have no cash, and you stop your car and give $20 bill and say, "Why don't you fill the tank up so you can go home?" You know, little things like this in the eyes of God is very big deal. Amen. Can you give a smile to people? Amen. Can you smile to one another right now? Can you give a smile? I haven't seen smile on somebody's face right now. Hallelujah. Give the word of encouragement. Amen. Look for the needs around you. Be sensitive to the needs of people and meet those needs. That's how you serve the Lord. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 17, "But whoever has this world's goods," in other words, have finances and all the material, "and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?" Hallelujah. The Bible says that, in fact, every human being in the world has the heart of compassion inside them. But the problem is this, that heart of compassion can be open or can be shut up and can be closed down. And I noticed one thing is that most people make their heart close, compassionate heart closed down, shut it up. You know why? Especially happen a lot in a big city like this. In a land that people are seeking prosperity and materialism. Because people are too busy to get involved with other people. I have a lot of business of myself. I'm too busy. They don't take time to sow the seed of love on other people. I need to protect my own time. Instead of sowing the seed into other people's life. When they see their friend are in need. When they see their friend are in trouble. Or doubt or discourage. They think, you know, "I don't want to talk to this person. I don't want to call. Because what happened? He's going to ask me for money. He's going to ask me to take them out for dinner. And I don't want to get involved. I'm too busy with my own work. And you know, when you think that way, you will not be happy. You know, don't listen to this sermon in a critical way, in the critical attitude that, oh, yeah, pastor, you talk about that member in the church. He doesn't help me. I try to ask for help, but he doesn't help me. I'm talking to you. This message is for you, not for other people. Amen. Don't use this message to attack other people and say, oh, yeah, preach on him right now. He doesn't help me. No. I'm preaching to you. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you. You get up first. You rise up, step up to the higher level and begin to give to other people. Don't close the heart of compassion like what the Bible says here. Shut up their heart. Amen. And this, the people who are selfish and self-centered, who wonder why they are not happy. Why they are not fulfilled and why their problem have never been solved. Because if you solve other people's problem, God is going to solve your problem. Amen. But if your mind just get on yourself, your problem will never be solved. I tell you this, a selfish attitude is always going to produce a miserable life. Self-centered attitude will produce unfulfilled life. If you face a problem today, you say, I don't have enough money, I am depressed, I am discouraged, I face a lot of problems, I want to tell you one of the greatest things you can do if you are facing the problem right now is to go out and help other people. Don't sit around, feel sorry for yourself. Don't sit around and say, poor me, poor me. I heard about a pastor wife down in South of America, south here. She got afflicted. One day the doctor told her that she will not live more than 3 months with end-stage liver cancer. She said she was shocked when she heard that. And you know what she did? She did what I preached today. She went to church every week. She went to church and lay hand and blessed the sick. And you know what happened? She is healed. She was healed. She was healed from the liver cancer. Amen. I have a chance to shake hands with her 2 years ago. And I saw her with my own eyes that she was healed. Because she, instead of sitting at home and feel sorry for herself, but she went out and bless other people. Amen. Amen. Get your mind out of yourself. Start to look outward. Don't be ingrown. God did not create you to be ingrown. God did not create you to be selfish. Amen. Begin, if you start to go out and bless other people, you begin to go out and bless other people. Your situation will be changed. I'm talking about a lifestyle of giving. I'm talking about a lifestyle of serving. I'm talking about a lifestyle of being involved with other people. Amen. Give your time to other people. Amen. Why don't you mentor a young people in the church? Our church need more shepherds. We have a lot of new believers. Why don't you mentor somebody? Open your home. I remember when I was a young believer, a couple opened their home every Sunday afternoon and fed me with late lunch. And then taught me the Bible for 2 years. Thank God that he opened his home to mentor a young believer like me. Why don't you visit some widows in town? Call her up. Take her out for dinner. Amen. Amen. Or you can go pick up a widow and come to church. Get up a little bit early in the morning and fill your car up. Go pick people up to come to church. Sow your love. And you will reap the love from God. Sow compassion. And you will reap compassion from God. Do good deeds. You serve God by serving other people. Amen. Hallelujah. There are many different areas that you can serve. You can get involved in the children ministry. Helping drive the bus in the church. The pickup bus. Being an usher. Helping the sound system. Helping the children program in the camp. Visit prisoners. You don't have to go every day, but maybe you can go as a group together, visit the prisoners and tell them the good news of God. Make a difference in people's life. Amen. Live a life that make difference in other people's life. When you see that somebody have need, meet that need. Maybe a child of your son's friend, come to you and he doesn't have a dad. He always hit the ball and miss the ball. Every time he hit the ball, he missed the ball. You say to his mom, I'm going to take your son out with my son to the batting cage. And I will teach you half an hour how to hit the ball. Amen. Maybe you are very good at golfing. And you notice that the young believer coming to the church, still new. But he likes to play golf, but he doesn't know how to hit the ball like me. I don't know how to hit the ball. If I hit the, I cannot play golf. Then you say, I take you out to know how to hit the golf ball. You can serve. You can meet the need. Amen. Or maybe you can see a child of a single parent family. And that child never really go out camping because his mom had to work two jobs to feed the family. Serve that kid. Don't wait for people to ask you. Do it before somebody asks you. Amen. Every time you get up in the morning, don't get up with this attitude. Oh, today, who gonna bless me? Oh, today, who gonna give me money? Oh, today, who gonna meet my need? When you get up in the morning, this is what you should think. Today, God, lead me to meet other people's needs. God, who I can give the $5 bills today to pay for lunch? God, who can I serve today? How can I make a difference in people's life today? How can I make someone's life better today? Wake up with the heart of compassion open wide every single day. My dear brother and sister, one of the closest things to the heart of God is not to spend a lot of time in prayer. Or come to church every Sunday. I am for all of these things. I love to pray and I like prayer meeting. I like to go to church. I love to go to church and worship God and sing song to God. But I want to say this. One of the closest things to the heart of God is to meet the need of the hurting. Is to show love to those who are disappointed and discouraged. And help those who have marriage problems. Help those who are struggling with addiction. Amen. Let God use your hand to be His hand to touch these people. God may want to help them. God want to help them. God want to really show that He cares for them. But God doesn't use an angel to do that. God used you and me to be His eyes, to be His mouth, to be His hand. Let the healing hand of God touch that person through your hand. Let the word of encouragement of God flow to your mouth and encourage those people. Let people know that God cares for them. And you are the vessel to show that care to them. And the Holy Spirit in you will show that care to those people. Amen. We should be sensitive to the need of people. Amen. We should not be in a hurry every single day. Run. And never look for other people's need. You know, people in this society are driven for success. People want to be successful. So they forget about other people's needs. They are not serving other people. But don't let those success, let God make you successful. You don't need to be driven for success because God gonna give you success anyway. But open your heart and your mind to be sensitive to other people's need. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. The Lord say like this, if you serve me by serving others, and the king will answer and say to them, actually I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of my brethren, you did it to me. You know, when you give a cup of cold water to somebody, you gave it to Jesus. Do you know that? Please take time to care for other people. Please have a heart of a servant. Get involved and serve other people. I remember one day God taught me. He said that, son, you don't go to care group to be taught. You don't go to care group to be blessed. But you go to care group to bless other people. When you go to care group, you don't have an attitude that, oh, you know, worship is terrible. Teaching is not good. Blah, blah, blah. No, you think this way. I'm going to go to care group today and smile and encourage people. Maybe some of the brothers in the care group are discouraged. Maybe they lack money. I'm going to give them some cash. Maybe they need a ride. You go to serve and to make a big difference. You don't go to say, me and my four and no more. And that's why a lot of people don't understand that, you know, they go to a place not to be blessed, but to go to bless people, to be a blessing. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. So have you ever heard about the story of a good Samaritan? The Bible talk about a good Samaritan. One day, a man was walking on the road. And all of a sudden, he was attacked by robbers. He was robbed. He was injured. He was attacked physically. So he lay down on the road, sick, injured, bleeding, and almost dead. In a little while, the Bible says that a priest walked by there. When the priest saw that man lying almost dead, he right away moved to the other side and passed by. This priest did not want to be inconvenienced. This priest did not want to get his hand dirty. You know why? He was too proud. Therefore, he just passed by. Is it interesting that Jesus Christ gives us the first example of the story about the priest? This priest is too religious, too prideful, too judgmental. He did not want to get involved and did not want to get his hand dirty. You know, this story tells us something is that coming to church, singing beautiful song, saying hallelujah, and giving your tithe is not the end of your Christian duty. Worship is not Sunday. Worship actually starts when the service here is dismissed. Worship happens at your office. Worship happens in the football field. Worship happens in the shopping mall. When you see the need of people and you meet their need, that is worship. God tried to say that the priests who go to temple, who go to church and do all kind of this stuff, worship, pray, but when this man saw the injured man, he did not want to get involved. Amen? In your everyday life, I believe that you have opportunities every day to make a difference. You see somebody who is hurting, who you see somebody who is discouraged. Don't be too religious to say that, you know, you don't have the same faith I have. I'm a Christian, you are not. Don't be too religious. I'm a leader in the church. You are sinners. You still smoke. You still drink. I'm not going to get involved with you. Don't be too judgmental. Don't be too religious and too prideful not to help a woman who is pregnant but have no dad or no husband. Oh, your pregnancy is illegitimate. I'm not going to get involved with you. That is religion. That is too religious, too prideful. We need to be like Christ, like that good Samaritan. We should not be like that priest that walked by the other side and then forget about it. Look at the second man. The second man, he is a Levite. The Levite walked by and saw that man on the road. And the Bible says he scooted away and walked by too. This man is one of the elders in the church, might be. He might be one of the top businessmen in the church. He is very busy. He has a very important meeting to go. He needs to make some business deal. And he chose not to be involved with the hurting. This is another example. But the last man walked by, he is a Samaritan. He did not even have the same social background with the Jewish man who was on the floor, on the ground. This man saw the injured man. He bandaged him, put him on his donkey or animal, took him to the inn, paid the bill, leave the MasterCard or Visa card and say, if you need more money to treat this man, to give him food and drink, you can charge on my account. And he stayed until the man got a little bit better and he has to leave. But he left the business card with the innkeeper. When he saw this man on the road, he said, here is a need. It's a blessing to me now that I can get involved. This man is hurting. I'm going to go make a big difference in this man's life. God loved him. God cared for him. So I'm going to love him and care for him. He doesn't allow the differences in the social background and the language and racial background to stop him from serving this man. My dear brother and sister, we need to quit qualifying what kind of need we meet. Sometimes we say this way, I am speaking this language. This man is not in my culture. I'm not going to get involved and help him. You try to qualify what kind of need you will meet. Oh, I don't want to get involved. Amen. So you need to be careful. Don't act like those first two men, but act like the Samaritan man. This Samaritan man is somebody who has a heart of compassion fully open to meet the needs of people. He's somebody who served God by serving other people. He's someone who is willing to adjust his plan. Who knows, this Samaritan man may have lost his business deal that day. He may have missed a great business meeting that day. He said that my benefit is not as important as meeting this person's need. He said that I am more interested in helping you than trying to meeting my own business need. This is the man of God who loves to help other people. I believe that God is speaking to us today in this sermon. This story tells us that we should not be too proud to help others. We should not be too proud to be too religious to meet other people's need. Amen. We should be open. We should help our neighbor. We should help people, even though they may not come from the same root as we come from. You don't say like this, they don't live in our prestige neighborhood. We should not say they don't speak the same language we speak. We should not say that they don't have the same skin color that I have. We should not say that, they don't have the same faith I have. I'm a spirit-filled, tongue-speaking Christian. You are just non-speaking in tongue believer. No, don't think that way. That is too religious. Amen. Amen? That is a selfish, arrogant attitude. And that attitude will keep us from God's best in our life. How many people want God's best? If you want God's best, you should not think that way. Keep your heart of compassion widely open. When you see the need, meet the need. Because whatever you do to them, you are doing unto God. Maybe you see a child in our church, or maybe in your neighbor, doesn't have a bed to sleep on. His mom is so poor, and you have so much money. You may go to the furniture store. If God bless you with the means, you go to the furniture store and buy a bed and give to that child in that household. Amen. The Bible says like this, stir yourself up in doing good deeds. Amen. I believe that we need to hear this message on a regular basis. Because our human nature is selfishness. Don't say like this, me and my fault and no more. That is a selfish attitude. Amen. I want to tell you this. There is nothing more joyful than giving. Some of you may have just bought a new brand new home. Some of you may have just bought a new sport car. And when you look at the sport car, you sit in the sport car. So good. So fast. You feel like in heaven. But I tell you, that joy of driving that sport car cannot be compared to the joy of giving and helping people who are in need. Amen. The Bible says like this in Acts chapter 20, verse 35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. We need to learn how to give. And you know, parents, you need to train your children to be givers. How? For example, if you want to give to somebody, I listened to the story of a pastor. This pastor had been supporting a missionary in India. And something bad happened to this missionary. He lost his house. He lost his congregation, whatever. Something bad happened financially too. This pastor and his kids flew to India and said that, I come here to bless you and I want to buy a house for you. And when he said that, the missionary was crying and was very overwhelmed by the love of this pastor. But when the time of giving come, his two sons will pull out the envelope and give to this missionary. The pastor trained his sons to be givers. And I tell you, your sons and your daughter will experience that great joy of giving. Train them to give. Amen? Amen. Train them to give. Sometime when we were driving on a small road, and we saw some people who were standing there asking for money. I liked Pastor Da. She will stop and pull out the cash. And sometimes she even asked Paul to give that cash to that poor man. You may say that, Pastor, you are not wise. You give, they may go and drink some alcohol. But you know, I have no right to judge anyone. If God give me the opportunity to be a blessing to other people, let's do it. Let's be a blessing to other people. How many people want to be like God? How many people want to become like God? I want to tell you one of the profound truths here. You will never become more like God until you are a giver. Because our God is the greatest giver, the most generous giver in the whole world and the whole universe. I want to be like God. So I want to be a giver. Amen. Some of you have been blessed so much financially by the Lord. I don't know how much you have in your bank account, but some of you probably, I guess, that can live for the rest of your life with that money without even working today. Some of you have so many properties, so many lands, so many buildings. And if you quit working today, you can live on that without even any problem. Now I want to talk to you that if you have so much money, you are blessed by the Lord financially, why don't you do something? Why don't you invest that money in the kingdom of heaven? Do something out of extraordinary. When I say out of extraordinary, I mean this way. Maybe you buy a new car for a widow in the church who struggle coming to church and have no car. I know one widow in the church that live in Redmond, but have no car to come here. If you have money, why don't you just bless her, buy a car for her? Instead of saying, oh, you know, it's not my business. We need to expand our heart of compassion. Maybe you pay for apartment rent, the rental cost of somebody in the house, in this church for 3 months. Some of us, some of our members are widows or single mom who have to work so hard to raise their own kids. Maybe some of you have money, enough money, you have $100,000 in your bank. You have millions of dollars in your property. If you pay $3,000 for their rent for 5 months, it's not going to hurt you. Do something out of extraordinary. Amen. I don't hear the clap here. Don't be like those two men who just scooted over and passed by. When you see the need of people, meet their needs. You serve God by serving other people. Amen? There is a balance. I'm not saying that you have to wipe out your bank account and give everything, every penny to everybody. But I'm talking like this. If you have 5 coats, and some people in the church have no coat to wear in winter time, why don't you give one to that person? Amen? That's what I'm talking about. You some of you may have this kind of thing. Many Christians have this kind of spiritual cop out. They say like this, oh, you're in need. You need a car. You need to pay your rent. I will stand in faith to pray for you that God gonna come through for you tomorrow. I will pray and fast and pray for you. I'm gonna stand in faith for you. But my dear brother and sister, I want to tell you one thing. Faith without action is dead. If you have faith, why don't you pull out your check book and write something on that checkbook and act in your faith that God gonna come through you. Is that right? Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be too religious and say, I pray for you and stand in faith. Meet the need. Make a big difference in people's life. Amen. And you notice one thing. That Samaritan man helped that person, the injured person on the road, without waiting for three pastors to call him up and say, could you help that person? He did not wait for the announcement to be made on the pulpit. He did not wait for the bulletin to come out and say, a person has need to be met. Could you help them? Him. I heard yesterday that a group of people in our church saw the need of our brother who have something bad happened in the backyard of his home. And I heard that a group of men went there, help this man who has not been able to help himself to do that physical work. Dig out all this cement and bad things from the backyard free of charge. So the yard become a yard again. That is meeting people's need. Amen? Maybe you can give somebody a ride. Maybe if you have a lot of money, you can give money to people. Help those who are in need. Maybe you can help people to pay a house down payment so that that person can move closer to town and will be able to serve God better. Amen. Amen. Can we do something extraordinary? Can we do something that will make people remember forever? And you know, this is the way God, you get God's attention. Amen. I told the elders last Sunday that we're going to make a big, big things in our church financially. Why are going to get God's attention in this church? I'm going to help somebody financially, big time. Amen. So that God's, I'm going to get God's attention. I'm going to come out from the stingy attitude, selfish attitude, and help somebody else. Because as I help somebody else, God's going to help me. Amen. Amen. We need to expand our heart of compassion. Amen. And when you help other people, you can be quiet. You don't need to tell other people. Because then you will receive rewards in full. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe you can help babysit the pastor kids. Amen. I remember when we were starting the church, I really sympathized with Pastor Da. We were small. We did not have a lot of members. She had to, one time she was pregnant and she has to care, take joy with her, small kid, and with Paul in the womb and walk up to the minister to meet her sheep and to disciple her. You see, if somebody extend the love to her to babysit Joy, it would be better. You know, meet somebody need, somebody people's need, babysit somebody, kids, help them. Amen. There is a story that happened in a big city in America. A man was walking back home to his apartment. And then he was attacked by a robber. This man was attacked physically, took the money away, and he was lying there. While he was being hurt by this robber, he was shouting, he was screaming out of the top of his lungs, help me, help me, help me. And some people came out, opened the window of those high rises, those apartments, looked through the window. Some of them came out from the balcony and looked. But no one, this is a true story, no one even bothered to call the police. No one even bothered to call the ambulance. No one even bothered to come down and help. And the man was lying there for an hour and lost his blood to death. The autopsy showed that if somebody helped him in time, he would not died. He would not have died. Later on, the report came out into the newspaper. And 38 people admitted that. They saw the event and they did not want to bother and get involved. They were so afraid to go to the court. They were so afraid to be interviewed by the police. They were so afraid to be hurt by that robber. No one, 38 people, admitted that they did not want to get involved. And that's what happened in that big city. I pray every day, Father in heaven, please help me and Da and this church that we will not focus on ourselves too much. That we will, please help us not to focus on my own need, me. But help me to focus on the needs of other people around me. Thank God that we have so many people in our church that have been sensitive to other people's need. I'm proud of you. I heard so many stories that how you help one another in the church. There is another story I want to tell you. To tell you that you may not know who you are helping. You may not even know how much impact you make when you help a stranger. An old African-American woman was trapped in the big storm in a rural area of Alabama. She was driving her car on something and one of the tires blew out. So she got stuck in that storm, rainy storm. She got wet. She was soaked wet. The only thing she could do at 11:30 p.m. is to flag somebody to help her. She was flagging, asking for help. This old African-American woman. And a young white American man driving by stopped his car at 11:30 p.m., put her in his car. He walked out, took the tire out, and drove to the city to repair the tire. And it took him about 3 to 4 hours to do that at night. He sent her back to the car and then put that tire back into the car. And the lady said, "Can I pay you?" He said, no, you don't need to pay me. She said, "Can I pay you something?" He said, no, I don't need it. And eventually she said, "Can I have at least your name and address?" This story reminds me of the lady who helped us in Bangkok when we lost our passport. That she took out of her own way, she went out of her own way to take the passport back to us in that building. This man helped this lady. A few days later, somebody knocked on the door of his apartment. And a few men brought in a gift, a big TV screen set. And with an envelope with a letter. And the letter said this way, "Thank you so much for your kindness on the other night. Because of you, I was able to make it to my dying husband's bedside just before he passed away. Thank you for generously serving others." And the letter was signed, Mrs. Nat King Cole. My dear brother and sister, you may not know who you are helping. You know Nat King Cole, one of the famous singers in America. If this young man did not help this lady, she would not have made it to the final moment of her husband's life. Amen. My dear brother and sister, meet people's need. When you serve others, you serve God. When you give somebody a ride to the church, you just giving God a ride. When you go and mow the lawn of a widow or somebody who is sick and cannot mow their lawn, it is like you are mowing God's lawn in yourself. If you give a gift certificate to buy a new cloth for somebody, to somebody, you are buying a new cloth for God. Amen. Jesus said that when I was hungry, you fed me. Jesus said that when I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. When I was in prison, you visited me. And you said, wait a minute, Jesus. When did I do that to you? And Jesus said, When you do it to the least of the people of mine, you do it to me. Amen. Why don't we change our culture here, our church culture? That we're going to be sensitive to the need of other people. And we're going to help those who are in need. Open our heart of compassion very wide. Amen. And show love to people. Sow the seed of love. Amen. The Bible talks about a specific group of people that we should meet their need. This group of people, we should pay special attention. How many people want to know? This group of people composed of, number one, widows. We have a lot of widows in the church. The orphans, kids that have no mom and dad. The fatherless, kids that have only mom at home. We have those in our church. And the last, the poor. The orphans, the widows, the fatherless, and the poor. Nowadays in our society, we have more children with single mom than any time of the world history. We have so many single mom nowadays. They need our love. They don't have any father figure to help them. Some men in the church, you are fathers. Why don't you extend your love to the kids of this single mom a little bit more? Amen? I was talking to Pastor Dahl last night that we are thinking about maybe taking some of these kids to vacation with us so that they can enjoy, because the mom worked two jobs, come home clean, clean the house. They have to do a lot of stuff. They are worn out. They have kids to take care, job to do, feeding, earning the income. Why don't we do something as a church to help these widows, help these fatherless? Take them out to the camping with you. Don't only think about your own life. Don't only buy the toy only for your own kids. Buy the toy for them too. Amen. Can we treat these fatherless in a very special way? Treat the poor in a very special way. Those children are going to be so excited to be able to go to vacation with you. Those people will be so excited to go to camping with you. Extend your love to those people. And I tell you, God going to shower a special blessing upon you. He's going to give you special attention because you do good things to those people. Amen. I believe that all of us in our life have known somebody, either at work, in the church, in the school, somebody who need help. You know some widows, I believe. You know somebody who's so lonely, they have no relatives. All of their relatives already died. No one visited them. No one cared for them. Can we do that? Can we visit these people and care? Visit people in a nursing home. Visit some older ladies who live in a assisted living by themselves. Take them out for dinner. Take them out for a movie, shopping. Do something for these people. Babysit for single moms. Help them. Run errand for them. Go out, drive the car, help them run the errand. Do something to help these people. Lighten their load. The Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 27, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble. True worship is not only singing, raising up hand, saying hallelujah. True worship happens when you meet other people's need. Amen? How our society is going to be if everyone practices what we're talking about today? That everyone takes time to care and to love and to bless other people. Let us make a decision today. Amen? Let's all the whole church, let us make a decision today together that we are going to be a giver, not a taker in our life. We meet other people's need and God will meet our need. We will not so focus on ourselves. We take our mind off from self. We will not be caught up with our own need, but we will see other people's needs. I want to emphasize one more time, selfishness, self-centeredness is a formula of misery. Every morning, get up, look for the opportunity to meet people's need. Open your heart of compassion wide. Use your money, use your effort, use your time, your gift and ability to meet other people's need. If you don't have a lot of money, you can use your ability. You can use your time. I want to tell you, if you do this, God promised you, there is no limit in what God can do for you. You will see the shower of blessing upon your life. God will meet your need. The problem is going to be resolved by the power of God. You're going to live a life of victory that God has in store for you if you can live this kind of lifestyle. I and Da would like to do that. We want to meet people's need. Amen. We want to be givers. We want to make a difference in people's life. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And again, this is not to judge other people, but it's for you. Why don't you start? You know, you say, I have so many problems in my life. Financial problem, physical problem, problem. Instead of waiting for somebody to meet your need, why don't you start to sow the seed? Call people, encourage people. Amen. If you don't have a lot of money, you maybe even give $1 to somebody. You give whatever you have. You start to sow, and you're going to reap. And you will see that the problem in your life start to fade away and disappear. And you begin to live a life of blessing. Because God wants to bless you, to bless the nations. And individually, we're going to do that. And as a church, we're going to do that too. As a church, we're going to bless other ministries, other churches. Amen. We're going to meet other people's need too. Our church is going to meet other people's need as a church level too. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your word of encouragement today. We bless you, Father. Help us, Lord, to be sensitive to other people's need. Help us to open our heart of compassion openly wide. Lord, to show love to people, to sow the seed of love to other people, Father. Help us, Lord, that if we still have any, Lord, part of selfishness and self-centeredness in our life, take those away, Father. Take those attitudes away from our heart. We repent of our sin of selfishness and self-centeredness, Lord. Help us to become more like you. That is to be a giver. Father, may this sermon, Lord, bless the heart of people who listen to it, Lord. Change your people, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I would like to extend invitation to those who don't know Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ, I want to let you know that Jesus loved you so much. He died on the cross to pay for your sin. He wants to give you an abundant life, a new life. What you need to do is to repent of your sin, and He will come into your life, and He will give you a new life. It's very simple. You just say, God, I am a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Could you please come into my life today? If you are a Christian already and you say, God, I have not walked with you for a long time. I want to come back home and start to walk a life that the pastor preached today. A life which is sensitive to other people's needs. Use me to be your hand. Use me to be your eyes. Use me, my mouth, to be your mouth. I serve you by serving other people. If you are those people too who have not done that, I want to pray with you today. If you want to accept Christ, if you say, I want to walk the life of serving other people, why don't you come out here and we pray together. Ask the Lord to help you. Amen. Could you come out here and we can pray together and ask God to help you. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, you can come out here. Maybe even one person in this room that doesn't know Jesus can come out here. And if you say, God, I need the heart of compassion like you. I need to live my life for other people. You can come out here too, and I'd like to pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Come out here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Live your life for other people. Anybody that don't know Jesus and you want to give your life to Jesus? Anybody who say, God, I have not been giving enough. I should give more. I should have lived my life of giving and serving other people. I serve God by serving others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Get your mind out of yourself. Begin to think about other people. Think of other people more than yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, expand us, Lord. Increase, enlarge our heart of compassion. Help us, Lord, that we will begin to walk in the realm of giving, lifestyle of giving. Help us, Father. Lord, that we will not worry about ourselves too much, but we'll think about others more, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As they meet other people's needs, Father, meet their need. Heal their sickness. Heal their finances. Resolve the problem that they face. Turn, Lord, the sorrow into joy. Bring victory to their life, Father. Yes, Lord. I'd like to lead you in prayer first. If you never pray to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, I'd like to ask you to pray with me right now. Follow my prayer. Close your eyes, lift up your hand toward heaven and say with me, Father in heaven, I am a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Please forgive my sin. Cleanse my heart. Give me a new heart. I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. He was raised from the dead on the third day. Lord Jesus, come into my life right now. I give my life to you. I want to serve you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, follow my prayer. Father in heaven, expand my heart of compassion, Lord. Give me the eyes of sensitivity that I can see the needs of other people. Help me, Lord, to get my mind out of myself, but begin to see the needs of others. Help me to get involved. I want to serve you, Lord, by serving others. Provide me, Lord, with the means and the finances that I can meet other people's needs. Give me the time and the wisdom to do it, Lord. I promise you today that I will serve you by serving others. I believe, Lord, you have victory in store for me. And I'm going to live a victorious life as I meet other people's need. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray for you that God will really meet your need. God will, as you meet other people's needs, God will meet your need. Amen. God will bless you and use you. God bless your finances. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, bless their finances. Bless, Lord, everything they do. In Jesus' mighty name right now, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, bless. Bless them, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, bless. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Jesus' mighty name. Bless them, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Bless. Bless them, Father. Yes, Lord. Bless. Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Bless. Jesus' mighty name. Bless. Jesus' mighty name. Bless. Fill them, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Fill everybody. Father, hallelujah. Heal their finances. Heal the relationship. Yes, Lord, relationship is healed. Power of darkness is broken in your life so that you can be a blessing. The change is broken in your life right now in Jesus' mighty name. The chain is broken. The curse is broken right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, healed in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord, heal in Jesus' mighty name. Heal her finances. Heal her body. Heal her back, her neck, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Heal, Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, bless her even more to bless the nations. Bless, yes, Lord, right now, Father, use him as a man of God, Lord, to bless like King David. Bless him. Yes, Lord. Bless this family financially, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless her, Lord. Poverty cannot be in your life. I speak against the poverty. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Bless. In Jesus' mighty name. Bless. Bless. Bless her with a good job. Good job to bless the nations. Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Fill their home with your blessing. Fill their home with your blessing in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fill. Bless the nation. Yes, Lord. Right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Fire of God. Never lack anything. Father, bless her indeed in Jesus' mighty name. Power of darkness is broken in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Chain is broken in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Use her and her daughter and her family to bless people, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Fill Jesus' mighty name. Fill Jesus' mighty name. Fill Jesus' mighty name. Bless him, Father, to know Jesus as his Savior. That Jesus will become so real to him. I break the power of darkness in your life. The chain is broken. You know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Use her business, Father, to bless so many people. Jesus' mighty name, that she will go to the nations and heal the sick and lay hand. Lord, keep her healthy to go to the nations, to travel. Yes, Lord. Bless this home in Jesus' mighty name financially. Yes, Lord. Bless their kids to Father in Jesus' mighty name. Bless them. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Bless. Fire. Jesus' mighty name. Bless. Jesus' mighty name. Bless her kids, her husband. Bless the business in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, that there will be a blessing to the nations. Yes, Lord. Bless her in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless. She and her husband and her kid will be blessed to bless the nation in Jesus' mighty name. Fill her with your spirit, Lord. Fill her, Lord, with your power to do the good deeds, to be the blessing to the nations. Fill her, Father, in Jesus' mighty name right now. Their home will be full of the power of God. Yes, Lord, fill right now in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, bless Jim's business. Bless, bring many doctors to him, Father. Bless her business too, Lord, that there will be a blessing to the nations. Lord, bless Michael too, in Jesus' mighty name, that Michael will serve the Lord all the day of his life, Lord. Yes, Lord, use them as the godly parents, Lord, to raise the godly kid, in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Touch her, Lord. Fill her in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Bless them, Father. Yes, Lord. The curses are broken. Curses are broken in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be a blessing. Be a blessing. Be a blessing. Fire. Jesus' mighty name. Be a blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tell God that I want to be a blessing to the nations. Tell God that I want to be a blessing to the nations. Use me, Lord, to be a blessing to the nations. Blessing to the nations. Fire! Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. To be a blessing to the nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fill them with your anointing, Father. Anointing to prosper. Fill them with your anointing to prosper. Fill them with the wisdom to do their business, to run their home. Fill them, Father, as their home will be like the house of Obed-Edom, the house of blessing to bless the nations, Father. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.